Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Over 500,000 Bible sticks are being distributed to our military men and women around the country. This particular Bible stick actually has the Gospels in audio version. It's about the size of a pack of gum, and it's being distributed to our U.S. military troops, and it allows them to continue learning the gospel while they're deployed away from their families, homes, and churches. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of barbwire.com. Matt, this device that conveniently fits inside a troop's pocket, it's called a military Bible stick, and it comes preloaded with the entire New Testament, especially also the New Testament and also selected Psalms from the Book of Psalms. The device is also durable enough to withstand wet and rainy weather conditions, and about 530,127 Bible sticks have now been distributed to U.S. troops since the device was first released in 2008, according to militarybiblestick.com. That's the website. And Franklin Graham has now endorsed the distribution of this. It is a recording by the company Faith Comes by Hearing. And the website that speaks about this is militarybiblestick.com.
Yeah, what a neat thing. And Troy Carl, who's the national director of Faith Comes by Hearing, he says this: when many of our troops were deployed to Afghanistan and Iraq, the chaplains just reached out to us and said, we need something that will speak to these 18 to 24-year-olds that is a whole new kind of army. They are an iPod generation. Can you help us? And that's right, Matt. You know, I have three young children, and they listen to stuff on their iPods all the time. You know, we try to get them faith-related things to listen to and so forth. But this generation is really reading the Bible with their ears in this day and age. Faith comes by hearing is right. And in a United States military that is increasingly hostile to the free exercise of Christianity and the Christian faith, it's encouraging to me that as many at the upper levels in the military under this Obama administration are trying to undermine the truths inherent within biblical Christianity, we have hundreds of thousands of troops now receiving these Bible sticks to hear the truth, to cut through those attempts to undermine scriptural teaching.
Well, the ministry Faith Comes by Hearing is an organization that has partnered with such organizations as Wycliffe to translate the Bible into 900 languages. And this ministry has been producing audio Bibles for over 40 years, initially created the device in question here at the request of military chaplains. And since beginning to produce Bible sticks, the ministry has had a hard time keeping up with the demand. Over 500,000 since 2008 have now been distributed to our men and women. And according to the individual that you just quoted, Troy Carl, said that there's a growing demand. And in fact, we can't keep up with the request. We are averaging about 16,000 requests a month right now from active chaplains. So these chaplains are literally begging for these Bible sticks to be distributed to these men and women. You know, it's obviously a strained existence to be deployed for, you know, however long many of these are deployed, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, and then redeployed again for long periods of time. These are young men, young women with families, many of them back in the United States. They're separated from their families. They're separated from their parents. They're put in a foreign land where people want to kill them, where the next person walking down the dusty road could be someone who has bombs strapped to them and are willing to explode their own existence as well as kill others that are around them for the purpose of killing someone. So this is a very difficult, stressful time for them. And what a great ministry to be able to give them the Word of God. I was just reading Psalm 91 this morning. What a great comfort. And I'm sure that it's a great comfort for these men and women.
Well, Matt, as you know, everything that Franklin Graham touches seems to go viral lately. He's the president of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and Samaritan's Purse, the son of Billy Graham. And he said this, to give them, that's our military personnel, any kind of device that would encourage them to get into the Scripture, to listen to the Scripture, and anything we can do to help them as they are away from their home and away from their families and away from their churches, this is a great idea, and I support it. And so they've already had a huge demand for this, and now with Franklin Graham's endorsement, I expect it to explode even further.
Yeah, and Troy Carl said that for a contribution of $25, one soldier will be provided with a Bible stick, while the soldier's family members will receive an MP3 audio Bibles. So that's quite the amazing gift to be able to provide a soldier with a Bible, with a Bible stick, and then an MP3 audio Bible for the family. You know, I have constantly advocated to people that they need to immerse themselves in the Word of God and in praise and worship music as well. You know, when things go difficult in our lives, we need to have the grounding. The only way you can have that grounding about where we've been, where we are and where we're going, who we are, that there is a God who loves us and has a plan for us, is to be steeped within His Word, to have communion with our Creator, and to be able to sing praise and worship songs or listen to them and be uplifted by them. And so I'm a real advocate of audio Bibles or any other way that you can consume the Scriptures. And in fact, I work out 6 days a week. I do 3 days of aerobics and 3 days of weights back-to-back and with 1 day off. And I do that no matter where I travel, all over the country. And I continue to also, as part of my workout, listen to the Scriptures. I have the Old Testament and the New Testament on audio, and I go through the Scriptures multiple times in a year. Now, that you also need to read the Scriptures as well. But for me, it is a great way to put the Scriptures into my mind and to think about that. And it's a great way for these men and women on the battlefield where they're protecting our liberty to be able to have the comfort and the guidance of the Holy Scriptures.
Yeah, man, I do the exact same thing. I'm constantly reading with audible.com, audiobooks, so forth, but also with the Scriptures, listening to it. And it's great because if you're traveling, if you're driving in your car, if you're flying, as you point out, if you're working out, you can be listening to the Scripture while you're improving yourself in body, mind, and spirit at once, killing two birds with one stone. And our friend, Lieutenant General, retired Jerry Boykin with the Family Research Council, he endorses this product as well. He says, I think the whole concept of the Bible stick was a God-given idea, and I agree with him. I think this is a wonderful development. It's a wonderful thing. And the website, again, was militarybiblestick.com, right?
Yeah, militarybiblestick.com, militarybiblestick.com. This is a great ministry. I encourage you to pray for this ministry, support the ministry. If you want more information, you can contact us at Liberty Council. If you want to give a donation to Liberty Council for us to be able to provide that to this ministry or other similar ministries that get the Word of God out to our men and women who are serving in the military, send a contribution to us with a note that's what your intent is. You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Liberty Council also has an international relief outreach called Liberty Relief International. And you can visit libertycouncil.com, C-O-U-N-S-E-L, libertycouncil.com. And there you can find out more about Liberty Relief International. But we send tens and tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, actually, to our persecuted brothers and sisters in ministries that are on the ground where our brothers and sisters are literally being persecuted and losing their lives for their faith in Jesus Christ. Join with Liberty Council in many of our various ministry outreaches. Liberty Council is an international litigation, education, and policy organization. We advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. And we do this through litigation, through education, and through public policy. We have many, many outreaches, many aspects to Liberty Council. We're not just a public interest law firm, although we certainly are that. but we're much more as well. As I mentioned, Liberty Relief International is one of our many outreaches. Christians in Defense of Israel is another. If you want to be a part of Liberty Relief International or Christians in Defense of Israel, you can call us at 800-671-1776 or go to the websites and send us an email, lc.org, or go to libertycouncil.com, where you can make a contribution to Liberty Relief International and also to Liberty Council. Stand with Liberty Council in your prayers and also your regular financial support.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.